Mr. Vice President, Denmark welcomes the delegation of Georgia and thanks it for its presentation here today. Denmark commends Georgia for its constructive engagement in the UPR process and notably for the process achieved on the four Danish recommendations from the first UPR. Still, the examples of extensive pretrial detention are a topic of concern, especially the occurrence of lengthy detentions that are disproportionate to the crimes of which a person is accused or convicted. Denmark recommends that the government of Georgia take steps to limit the application and length of pretrial detention. Denmark also notes with concern the limited availability of and access to sexual and reproductive health services and information, including contraception services and access to safe and affordable abortion. Denmark recommends that the government of Georgia take steps to ensure that sexual and reproductive health services, including abortion and contraception services and information, are available, accessible, and affordable to all women and girls, especially in rural areas and among vulnerable groups. Since its last UPR, Georgia has made good progress on the issue of torture prevention, including by implementing important changes in its criminal and prison systems. Denmark is also pleased to note that Georgia has implemented a number of structural reforms to its national preventive mechanism aimed at increasing its effectiveness. We hope that Georgia will continue to secure the institution's durable legitimacy. Denmark therefore recommends that the government of Georgia continues to strengthen and support the effectiveness of the Georgian National Preventive Mechanism. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.